I'm 41 years old. I have a gorgeous son who's 13 months old, and I'm a single woman, and I chose to have him not within a relationship. I knew I wanted to be a mum, always did know I needed to be a mum. And I think, as lots of people did, I thought that I would meet somebody to do that with, and that we'd get married and have kids in the normal way. And sort of progressing through my 30s and, you know, with having relationships, but just nothing that was going to be, you know, the one. And it really felt like the window of opportunity to have a child was closing rapidly, and that I could meet my Mr. Right anytime, but that if I wanted to have a baby, I needed to get on with it. I was really nervous about either settling for somebody that, you know, lowering my kind of lowering my expectations in desperation, because I've seen that go horribly wrong too many times. And I also was really quite anxious about sort of getting to a point that even if I did meet somebody, the right person, we were going to have to get on with having a baby so fast that I wouldn't have felt like I really knew that person all that well. So I'm kind of nervous about doing that as I started getting into my late 30s. So yeah, I kind of decided to go for it on my own. Close family members asked pointed questions to kind of, I think, test out that I'd done my thinking, and I'd really done a lot of research and read books and blog articles and talked to different people and people that would have done it. And so yeah, I felt like I'd kind of armed myself pretty much with enough to make the decision, and I can't think of anybody that I've had a bad reaction from. Nobody's gone, "What are you doing? You shouldn't be doing that." Most people just go, "Oh wow, that's great. Yeah, cool." I think, you know, people know me. I'm a pretty self-sufficient, independent person. I'd clearly done my thinking, clearly done my research, kind of got myself into a situation where I felt able to be a responsible parent on my own. So everyone was just great, go for it. And yeah, I actually tried to have a baby quite a few times using anonymous donors, and went through quite a fairly hellish journey, really, with sort of failed attempts and some early miscarriages, and just sort of wasn't happy. I was absolutely sort of determined to be a mum and to make it happen. So yeah, I decided to give it one final go before I turned 40. And decided to sort of change tack a little bit, and actually had my son with a male friend who really wanted to have a child as well. And so we had IVF, and it worked first time. I don't think it made a single difference to me that I was single, being pregnant. Hey presto, now the mum of a gorgeous little boy. I knew from the get-go that I was going to be doing pretty much all the childcare on my own. And so I don't think I face any challenges that are any different to any new mum. You just kind of get on with it. I think there are going to be a lot of kids in the playground for whom there's a story to be told about why their parents aren't together. And I hope that we will openly and honestly and positively tell him and talk to him about the choices that we made and why we made them. And, you know, I hope he'll just be a happy little chap and... Yes, I did. I wanted you that much.